You're listening to Radio TAB across Tasmania, South Australia, the Northern Territory and Queensland.
Exciting times for greyhound racing in the state, with the Hobart 1000 not too far away. And one of the major lead-up races, of course, is the Tasmanian Gold Cup, and it was heat night on Thursday night in Hobart. To tell us all about it, Greg Fay. How are you, Greg?
I'm good, thanks, Shane.
Now let's have a look at these heats first of all. We had the heat number one, which was the first leg of the quadrilla. Baines Lane really in fine form at the moment.
He's a high-quality dog out of a great litter. He's by out of Woo-Ready, which, as alluded to lately, she's just been such a wonderful brew bitch. Brendan Purcell's had a lot of injury concerns with Baines Lane over the last few months, but he's right back on song at the moment. Probably his beginnings is the only thing that holds him back. He missed it again Thursday night. Moved up when there was a bit of interference down the back straight and was so strong to the line. Breaker's Tip was pretty unlucky running second. His effort was great, and Mori Baba flashed home from back in the field to run third in what was a very, very strong heat.
The second heat, we've been talking about the great form of Hannah Bowden, and that was then for Gaylene Townsend. This time it was Hannah Bowden to the fore.
Yes, it was quite an upset all round, actually, that heat. Not so much Hannah Bowden, although she did pay pretty good odds at $6.80, but it just shows you the benefit of being able to come out of a box, because she came out humming. There was plenty of trouble back in the field. Designer Rush began really well for him. Kenny Mayne's got his team firing at the moment. And he loomed at her in the straight and nearly caused a gigantic upset, because he was the rank outsider. She held on to beat him by a neck. Pinto Pronto had every chance running third, but was okay. Underclass Hero came from a mile back to run fourth. He was terrific, and Daniels Bay was never out of trouble. So all honours to the leader and the winner.
First two heats, 26.42. Second heat, 26.48. The times were slashed in heat number three, with Bruni Venture proving too strong for Clubfoot.
He's a fabulous young dog, there's no doubt about it. He jumped in front, which was a good effort when he had quick beginners such as that was then drawn eight. She began okay, she just got worked off the track all the way down the back straight, but he actually put a six-length gap in the mid-race and was just terrific running 26.12. And the run of Clubfoot, he must have given him eight lengths halfway and ran him to a length. He was so strong on the line, and Clubfoot's come up with box eight in the final, which Mick Stringer would have been very happy with, I would have thought. And Gemstone Jack was a third and running on at the end of his race. But, very strong heat.
Well, 26.12, we thought that time was quick until they stepped out in heat four.
Yes, a little turn for Russell Watts. Like Bruni Venture, he was coming out of lesser grade races to try his hand at open company. So maybe there's a bit of a turning of the tide, because it was in a six-dog field, and he jumped second to Rip and Tear, soon rounded him up, went on to run very similar sections to the previous race, but ran 26.06 overall. Heliobolt had box one. Look, the jury's out on Heliobolt at the moment. Six-dog field, vacant box in two. He probably should have kept up better early than what he did. He was still strong to the line after getting a mid-race check, but he's not absolutely firing at the moment. Good Odds Demon ran on well for third, but little turn, very impressive there for Russell Watts.
Now, I know we're 4 or 5 days out, but have you got an early selection for us for the Gold Cup final?
Oh, totally biased, I'm afraid. I've got an interest in two runners, Breaker's Tip and Bruni Venture, and I think they'll both run well.
Okay, so we'll jump on the Quinella there. Now, three favourites successful on the card, and five runners at double-figure odds on the 10-race card. So punters took a bit of a beating on Thursday night. In the first, Bold Dancer got the prize and paid $10.70.
Look, very lightly raced. Rodney Walker's been an exceptionally good trainer for far too long to remember. He won the first Illingworth Classic, actually, but he hasn't had very many runners in the last few months. He's obviously got some young dogs coming on, and he's very good bitch. Bella Moss had a lot of injury concerns. Bold Dance was only having his second trip to the sports. Settled up reasonably well, won running away in 26.50, and I don't think there was any element of fluke about the win at all.
And Sonic Sprite went around to the next and paid $21.
Now with Leon Brazendale, began really well. Again, the dog had only had, I think, one run on the mainland, one run up north, changed kennels to Leon Brazendale. Glamour Gas was all the rage off box one, and she had her chance, but Sonic Sprite put a gap in the mid-race. Glamorgas was really strong to the line. She's a very honest little performer, that one. And Leon Brazendale rounded out with third in the same race with China Power.
Well, punters thought things were bad after the first two. It got worse after the 599 metre race.
Yeah, I was one of those punters that needed a little hand off the floor. Nippy Black also for Rodney Walker. It gave him a double on the night, so it just goes to show when it rains, it pours. But also, she'd only had one run, and he stepped her out to 599, which is, you know, terrific piece of training, isn't it, for a dog only having the second start. She landed up pretty close early. Magic Micron led, and then Nippy Black got past her, and Magic Micron came again. That was a pretty rough result. I think the favourite, All Terrific, might have had a little problem because he was tailed off, so he might have had some injury concern.
Well, punters put their faith in Kenny's Cruise in race four after its great performance in Launceston on Monday night, running second, and it ran right up to that run.
She did, and also, if you go back a few runs, she won a juvenile at Hobart in 26.25. She came out as quickly as any dog you'd ever see begin off box eight and had four or five lengths break mid-race. The race was all over. Touch of Venus and Nitz Crunch Time fought out the placings, but they were always a fair way behind her.
Then we've spoken about the legs of the quaddy. Race number nine, Get It Right, was sent out popular pick.
Gee, terrific piece of training, Ted Meadows. She hadn't raced for a little while. She was the Young Star Classic winner. Box two's not exactly where she wants to be because she uses a fair bit of the track, but she bounced level, put a gap in them down the back straight, and ran right away in 26.18 to beat, you know, pretty good dogs in Irish Gift and Boston Heart. She's a beauty.
Punters thought they were back on track, but that wasn't the case. Race 10, the reserve runner.
Six-dog field in the last, and Rose Fern for Rachel Moat, got a run as a reserve. Jumped in front. There was a bit of a shuffling behind, but look, she was never, ever going to be beaten. The time was 26.72. She's probably got to improve a little bit on that, but she hasn't had a lot of starts.
Have you got a greyhound for us to follow this week?
In the first race, behind Bold Dancer, a bitch trained by Rod Bragg called Sweet BB. She was also only having a second trip out. Now, she's out of a former good bitch, Beretta B, which was out of the same litter as Tadmore Dunoon, which won the Derby. She ran quite an improved second at only a second start, and I reckon she'll be winning pretty soon.
Sweet BB, the greyhound to add to the Black Book. Thanks for your efforts again today, Greg.
Thanks, Shane.
This is Radio TAB.
The Spring Medley Series continues tomorrow night in Launceston to tip us all the winners. Rick Puccinelli, how are you, Rick?
Well, Shane.
Now, some exciting performances last week over the 600. They're stepping up to the 720 this week. The Fancy Islands Force is going to be on top for you.
Yeah, Shane, it's got to be the clear on top pick. Looks like it might zoom to the lead, and Russell Watts' kennel's flying at the moment, and it's clearly got to be on top pick, Islands Force. Thought the run of Miss Somebody was very good last week, Shane. It got into a bit of trouble and ran second and found the line very well. I think they'll dominate the race. 2 and 6, a long way in front of 3 Trudels. Now, it's having its first run over 700. Look, I'll just disregard its last run 7th behind Island's Force when it had no luck. Just might be a good trifecta hope. And I put in number 1, Owen Benz. He's had a few runs over the trip. He's been placed 3 of 7, so at least you'll know that he can run the 720. 2 and 6, a long way in front of 3 and 1.
Now, Pedro's Vineyard was the other heat winner last week. Looks hard to beat from box 8.
Shane, I can't oppose it. I think it's probably one of the better bets on the program. It's been placed 6 of 7 over this trip. It's got box 8. It's got a desperate railer in 7, and I think it'll posse up, and I think it'll win and win easy. 8 a good thing. 1 Midnight Bird looks like it'll run the 720, but does get a fair way back in its races. 5 Kinglock's Way battled on OK last week, and Bailey's Comet's probably the likely leader. 8 a good thing to beat 1, 5 and 6.
In the third leg, the major chances look to be drawn out wide.
Yeah, Shane, I'm in agreement with you there. I think that they are drawn out wide. I found it a tricky race. I went with number 7, Dash and Roman. Thought its run at Devonport on Wednesday was good. Thought it might have a chance of spearing to the lead with number 6 cutting to the fence. In saying that, I put in number 6, Windburn Charm, as my second pick. 8, Cut 'em Down. Now, it's drawn box 8, and I think this is where this greyhound wants to be. I thought it might be a bit of a value chance. And a greyhound that's got very, very poor numerical form in number 5, Winkley Frank. Didn't mind its run last week behind Hancock. I thought it might run a cheeky race at big odds. 7, 6, 8 and 5.
And in the final leg, one of your top fancies goes around, Pipstar.
Yeah, Shane will be very, very hard to beat. Super impressive at its last appearance at Devonport, running 25.77, which was the best of the day. Think it'll be very, very hard to beat. Thought 4, Mini Mogul's probably one of the likely leaders and does go good at Launceston, has broken the 30-second barrier. Thought its run on Wednesday was good too. Winburn Loco's going very, very good at the moment. I put it in for third. And I put in number 2, Red Fang. Was heavily backed at Devonport and let its punters down, but I think it might bounce back here and run a forward race. 7, 4, 3 and 2.
So that makes the Quadrella in the first leg 2.631. In the second leg 8.156. 7.685 in the third. 7.432 in the last. Where's your best?
Shane, I thought race 3, number 8, Noble Spirit. Just on my speed maps, there's a chance it might go to the lead. It's a pretty handy field, but I just think from box 8, might spear to the front and be very hard to beat. Race 3, number 8, Noble Spirit.
Devonport. Back on Tuesday in the afternoon time spot, and we've got the final of the Northwest Animal Hospital Breeders' Classic, the feature of racing. But the first leg of the quaddie is race 5. Looks a great clash here between Lily Turn, Make That Little Turn, and Lily Set.
Yeah, Shane, I went with Lily Set to beat Little Turn. I don't think there'll be much between them. They're both flying. Little Turn's run in Hobart on Thursday night was outstanding, but I made my selections earlier in the week and I went 2 to beat 1, a long way back to Emperor's Bridge, which went 25.83 last week and leading all the way, and I put in number 8, Real Caution. Think the winner will come out of those four, Shane. I'm pretty confident about that. 2, 1, 3 and 8.
Breeders Classic Final is the Debbie Cannon Ted Midhurst Show.
It certainly is, and it just proves how good a mentors they are, and they have their dog spot on, and they're very, very hard to beat when it comes to these juvenile races. I went with number 8, Prescribe. Probably, you know, he needs the fence, but I just keep looking at the race where I see Buckle Up Fletch might be the leader. And look, he was awesome last week, running 25.44, and it was the quickest of the day. I put him on top, Prescribe. One I put in for second, Black Sienna. Very, very impressive last week, running 25.69. Ran very good splits. It'll be right there at the finish. 6, Buckle Up Fletch. It may be the greyhound that might be the leader in the race. And look, 25.70, you know, wins 9 out of 10 races around Devonport. So I put it in for third. And Tax Toy, he was gallant in defeat last week behind Prescribe. His own individual time was 25.66. So he's right in the mix, Tax Toy. 8, 1, 6 and 2.
In the third leg, we see the return to Devonport of Winsome Tommy.
Yeah, Shane, he's been off the scene for exactly 3 months. I don't know if there's been a problem or they just turned him out to give him a freshen up. He has got a 25.84 beside his name. Thought he was clearly the way to go. 3 on top. 7 I put in for second, Chinchiro. Thought this was just a little bit of a drop in class from its last couple of runs in Hobart. Thought it had a chance. 8, Pioneer Mogul. Didn't mind its win at Launceston, beating Lily Set, and they went 30.04. Got box 8. It'll go good. And 6, Nui's Lad. Very, very hard dog to catch, but he might have some chance. 3, 7, 8 and 6.
And in the last league, looks a clash between Underground and Awesome Harry.
Yeah, Shane, I went with number 1, Amazing Harry. He's going very, very good at the moment. He had no luck in the heat of the Gold Cup on Thursday night. I thought he was the way to go. Thought Underground was clear second pick. Thought third pick was number 8, Despicable Lee. And I put in number 3, Bitmore Lindy, one of the likely leaders. 1, 4, 8 and 3.
So quaddy for Breeders' Classic Day at Devonport on Tuesday in the first league, 2, 1, 3, 8. Second league, 8, 1, 6, 2. Third league, 3, 7, 8, 6. In the last league, 1, 4, 8 and 3. What's your best for Devonport?
Shane, I have to wait till last, and we're going with an EA Medhurst train greyhound in number 5, T-Mac. Fourth last start behind Buckle Up Fletch. Thought its run was outstanding. Got into all sorts of trouble over the back. and all it did was find the line. It found the line very, very strongly, and it ran fourth. I thought its run was outstanding. I think it's nearly a good thing. Race 11, number 5, T-Mac.
So going with a Ted Medhurst runner, you've gone right out on a limb there, that's for sure. So Launceston Race 3, number 8, Noble Spirit. Devonport Race 11, number 5, T-Mac. Good luck with those selections, and we'll join you again next week.
Thanks, Shane.
And we look forward to your company again next Sunday morning.
Australia's racing radio service. This is Radio TAB.